the Sabbath, and so they drew lots among the priests. And this, and the time that was that Zechariah was chosen to go in and to the inner sanctum of the temple and offer prayers and offerings. That's when, if you don't you remember that he, that the angel came to him and told him that he, even in his and his wife Elizabeth's very old age, she being shamed at that, as was the custom at that time, because she had reached an old age, past the time of childhood, and was barren, he was told that his wife would bear him a child at long last, and this child would be very special and should never have any alcoholic drink touch his lips, and that he would be raised in a very special way so that he could proclaim the good news, and he was going to announce the coming of the Messiah. That was John the Baptist's role. It was predicted to occur by Isaiah in the Old Testament, and it occurred as God said it would. And so now we have, and don't you also remember that John the Baptist's father questioned the angel when he, how can this possibly be? We're old, you know, we can't have kids. And so how will I know that what you're saying is true? And he said, because of your unbelief, you will not speak until the baby is born. And he was made mute until John the Baptist was born. But here we are at the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. And it says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. There's only two angels that are ever named, and Gabriel is one. To Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And if you read Matthew, when it has the genealogies, you will also know that Mary was a descendant of David as well. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, for you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever." Jacob, of course, was David's father. "His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. And this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Emmanuel. I know we sang that just a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to do it again because the sermon this morning was about, are you ready for Emmanuel? God with us. And we can't say God with us without saying God with you. God with you personally. Are you ready for a personal God? Are you ready for Emmanuel? We celebrate Christmas each year because of the birth of Jesus Christ. The birthdays are a big deal. Some people get more excited about their birthdays than others. It's never really a great big deal with me, nor my wife. We hardly even remember our own birthday. But my oldest daughter, Melissa, looks forward to her birthday for months. It's a big deal for her. She loves it. My grandson, Joseph, who many of you met, turned 18 yesterday. A significant birthday. He worked in D.C. catering until late last night and got home at about 3 this morning, so from his job. But it kind of made me remember, think back at his birth and think when he was young. And I remember when Joseph and his older brother Alec and Joe are 10 months to the day apart. Alec being 10 months older than Joe. So on today, yesterday was December 20th. On February 20th, Alec will turn 19. But I remember when Alec was about 4 or 5, and we celebrated Joe's birthday on Sunday because his birthday wasn't until Wednesday, but we wanted to celebrate it when everybody could be there. So we had a little party for him on Sunday when Joe turned 4. And we celebrated his birthday, and Alec was cool with that. He liked that. He enjoyed the party. But then on Wednesday, you know, it was Joe's actual birthday, and I find Alec sitting over in the corner, all huddled up like kids do when they're upset, you know, and just all in a pout and really upset. You could tell he was terribly troubled. So I went over and picked him up and put him on the sofa and sat down beside him. And I said, "Alec, what's the matter? You seem really unhappy." He said, "It's not fair, Grandpa." I said, "It's not fair. What's not fair?" He said, "Joe came down this morning and everybody said happy birthday to him." I said, "Well, it's his birthday, Alec. Everybody has a birthday." He said, "Yeah, but," he said, "up to now I've been the older one, but he had a birthday just the other day. Now he had another birthday. It's not fair." Somehow Alec got in his mind that Joe had passed him by. Birthdays to many people are a big deal. Somehow along the way, Emmanuel has slipped away from, the birthday of Emmanuel has slipped away from a lot of its meaning as we celebrate with all the ornaments and the presents and the busyness and all the things going on. And I know Debbie took off and spent Thursday and Friday making cookies, just baking cookies. Now, she's been doing this since this summer. She starts during the summer making cookie dough and then freezes it and wraps it up real good and puts it in old 1 gallon ice cream things, which we have lots of because we have Joe in the house. And so she saves them, she puts them in, she freezes them, and then she takes them out and starts cutting them out and making her cookies. And it gets to be a very busy time, you know, and I just notice that every so often we have to stop and just remember what Christmas is and what it means. And sure, it's easy to say Jesus is the reason for the season. But we have to remember, Jesus is my reason for the season. Jesus came as a gift from God for me personally. He knows me by name. Jesus came as a gift from God for you personally. and he knows you by name. It's an interesting thing in this scripture. Protestants tend to downplay Mary a bit, you know, except for the sentimental part of it. We always like the sentiment of holding the little baby in her arms and looking there and adoring at the baby and those kind of things. But we kind of downplay Mary a bit as a counterbalance to the Catholicism Mary, which is raised to a higher level than our understanding of the scripture leads us to believe. But it says, angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was blessed before she even said, let it be as you have said. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be as you have said. Mary did not receive her blessings from God because she was obedient. Mary was blessed by God because God loved her. You have received your blessings from God because God loves you. God knows you. There is nothing that you can do to earn those blessings. There is nothing that you can do to repay God. God chose you. God chose Mary. We have to all remember that God notices us. He knew who Mary was, an insignificant person in that culture, a young woman betrothed to be married to Joseph. God notices you, and he blesses you, and God can change the world through you. Mary said, how can this be? Have you ever thought, how can this be? When someone tells you that you are loved by God, that God has chosen you and is drawing you in to be his own. Have you ever wondered, how could you love me? How could you choose me? Do you really know who I am? You may not be ready for Emmanuel, God with us. But Emmanuel is ready for you. Emmanuel has called you. Emmanuel is drawing you in personally, uniquely. Emmanuel has work for you to do. Not work to repay him, not work to earn your way into heaven. That's a gift. But Emmanuel has called you to share the good news with others, to serve the poor, to care for your neighbor, to show love when it makes no sense to love, to put aside hate when it makes every bit of sense to hate. To believe in him when you feel you have nothing left to believe in. To trust him when you have everything to lose. Emmanuel, God with us, knows you by name and knows you personally, and loves you so much that he sent his only son. This scripture, I really would suggest you go back and read all of Luke 1. It's so rich. He will reign over the house forever, and his kingdom will never end. You will be with son and give birth, and you are to name him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the God Most High. God didn't just send Jesus as a baby. God sent Jesus as a Savior. God sent Emmanuel, God with us, as our personal Savior. And elsewhere in Scripture it says that whatever God begins, God will complete. We can run and we can hide and we can put it off and we can delay it and we can deny it and we can rationalize it. God forbid we rationalize it. And yet, God will prevail. So don't miss the joy. As you go through this Christmas week, be listening for that small, quiet, still voice speaking for you, to you, speaking to you by name, calling you and telling you of his plans for you, waking you in the night, being God with you this Christmas season. Showing you how you will use your gifts in service of the Lord. How you will be able to say to the Lord, I am the Lord's servant. May it be with me as you have said. The wonderful thing about the Christmas story and the story of Mary isn't that Mary had special gifts and special powers and was given special attributes by God. The wonderful thing about Mary is that God loved her even though she was a normal, everyday person. God chose her to use her as the least likely person to use, so that we would know that it was God at work, not this powerful person. In the same way, Emmanuel, God with you, will use you. God doesn't need a special person to do special things. He simply needs obedience and faith and love. Amen.